What does it take to make you feel beautiful?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Erica takes a simple life lesson to teach us the power of the tongue. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Erica Koski. Erica serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Pastor Ken Koski, at Hope Baptist Church in Robbins, Iowa. I have known Erica for a number of years. I love her faithfulness and her sweet, sweet spirit. The title of today's program is Disciplined Thoughts, written by Erica, and I want to share it with you today. Before we start, a few years ago, Erica was teaching a kindergarten class when a boy in the back raised his hand and expressed, "Miss Erica, you are so beautiful." Wow, the power of those words. Throughout the day, her adult self felt a little happier, more confident, and a bit beautiful. The next day, she was bending down at this little boy's desk, helping him with his handwriting, when she caught a glimpse of his eyes gazing. He muttered, "Miss Erica, you look different today." She deflated as fast as air is let out of a balloon. The Bible is truly accurate when it states, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Why were those words of a five-year-old so persuasive? Because Erica allowed herself to ponder them. Our thoughts chart a course. We get in the car and ride wherever that road of thoughts lead. Her preacher often states, "The battle of the Christian life is the 6 inches between your ears." If most women are honest with themselves, they would admit that they don't work at controlling their thoughts. She found this especially true when her children were young. Most days, when she woke up, she hit the ground running, with little thought of controlling her mind by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Erica would often let her feelings of that day determine her decisions, which quenched the Holy Spirit's direction. If she was having a bad day, she wouldn't sign up for areas of service at church, but if it was a good day, she volunteered for everything and then some. How often do we let the Holy Spirit guide us? Do we allow our feelings to make our daily decisions? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, we find Paul begging two women to be of the same mind in the Lord. Imagine being in church when the pastor reads a missionary letter that mentions you and the prickly lady at church. Not only that, but he also starts begging you to be of the same mind in the Lord. Erica can almost feel the thickness in the air. In the next several verses, Paul gives great counsel about disciplined thoughts. Let's look closer at these verses. Rejoice in verse 4. Notice God didn't say rejoice in the circumstances. He does command us to rejoice in the Lord and to rejoice again. We are to rejoice in the Lord through our circumstances. And our thoughts of God should be delightful thoughts. Failure to rejoice in the Lord accuses God of making wrong decisions for our life. In difficult circumstances, spend more time with Him, because in thy presence is fullness of joy. That's found in Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. We are to have calmness of mind, not all up in a tizzy, letting everyone know about our problems. Carnal Christians make big out of little things, and spiritual Christians make little out of big things. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. Disciplined thoughts produce a calm mind. The Lord is at hand. Verse 5. He is within reach. If we truly believe this, we won't get all worked up. Be careful for nothing. Verse 6. Don't worry. Let God know about it. Did you notice Paul didn't counsel us to discuss our problems to our mom, our sister, or even our husband? Bring it to God in prayer first. This would solve a majority of our problems and save us from making others the dumpster of our thoughts. Erica loves Claudia Barba's study on worry in her book. Refresh Your Heart, she explains, worry is not an emotion. It is a thought process, a process that you can and must control because worry is sin. There is a difference between worrying and thinking through a problem. When difficulties arise, Claudia Barba explains that disciplined thought moves in a straight line through a tangle of difficulties to possible solutions. Worry is a swirling tornado of thoughts centered on a fear. They repeat themselves over and over, making you dizzy, but accomplishing absolutely nothing. Learning to control our thoughts is vital. Remember that your mom, sister, or friends can't change the situation, but God can. The peace of God in verse 7, disciplined thoughts bring God's peace. Also, they keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Refuse to worry. Refuse to complain. Refuse to get worked up about the problem. The result will guard you against fear and panic. Quitting on God, leaving the church, or going to pieces won't be your desire when trouble comes, and it does come. Verse 8, think on these things. Finally, Paul gives us a list of things to think about. As Erica is working on this, this command seems so simple. But why is it difficult to actually do? She thinks it's because our untamed thoughts please the flesh, and we enjoy brooding over the hurtful actions of others or our fears. When we entertain these pitiful thoughts, it exalts self instead of God. Ladies, let's start exalting God by thinking on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. What is the first thing on this list? True thoughts. Jesus is the truth, according to John chapter 14, verse 6. In Psalm 119, verse 160, the Bible states that His words are true. Our thoughts should be focused upon Him and His word. Only He can give us life more abundantly. You see, thinking about Jesus will bring life. Most of our struggles are mere thoughts that aren't even true. If we don't learn to recognize lies and replace them with the Word of God, our thoughts will direct our path into the hands of Satan. Paul knew that you can never think wrong and do right. The best way to have true thoughts is to meditate on Scripture. Here are some lies of Satan. Learn to recognize them and replace them with God's Word. I am not good enough. God's Word says in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Nobody likes me. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, we love Him because He first loved us. I am all alone. Psalm 27, verse 10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hold on, right here, only 90% of what we perceive is true. Only God knows everything, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. That's found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. Admit to yourself that you really don't know what they are talking about. I'm worried about, read Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 34. Claudia Barba states, when we tolerate worry, you are showing that you do not believe God tells the truth. When a hurtful or worrisome situation comes to your mind, whisper a prayer to Jesus. Tell Him how much it hurts. Ask Him to help you respond with lovely thoughts towards the situation and the people. Remind Him, I already gave this to you, so please take it away from my mind. Then sing a song about Him. Jesus, 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 I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. Try it. It works every single time. You have about 6,000 thoughts a day. That is a lot of thoughts to keep in check. Because no one sees our thoughts, consequently, we fail to discipline them. Developing a habit to control them will take moment-by-moment discipline. Learn to replace wrong thoughts with God's thoughts. Disciplined thoughts will take work, but that car ride will be joyful, even if a little boy is reminding you of your age. Thank you, Erica. I love this lesson from Philippians 4. Let's keep our thoughts in the right direction. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.